Blog Talk Radio.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
Praise the Lord, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for being so good and so kind to us, Lord. You tuned into Ministry Impossible with your host, is Minister Sharon Rambus, and so we come on the air every second and every fourth Saturday. And so our next two shows will be January the 10th, 2019. That's right, 2019. And January 26th, 2019. Yes, as we are coming to an end of the year. And God has been good to us. And so we thank God for his provisions and his protection. But Ministry Impossible is based on Luke 18 and 27, where there is nothing too hard for God. And our mission of the show is to empower the people with the word of God. Amen. And so this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. So no matter what come your way, no matter what you face, you have to have a made-up mind to rejoice. To rejoice because God has been good to you. The fact that you're listening to my voice today means that God is still blessing and he's still in the miracle-working business. And so we thank God for that. And so as usual, we always like to open up the show with prayer, because the Bible says that the prayers of the righteous avail of much. And so it is. It also says that men are to always pray and not faint. And prayer is a weapon. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. For when we pray, God listens. And when we listen, God speaks. And when we believe, God works. Won't you pray with me? Lord, we thank you that we don't have to live under the condemnation and the clouds and threats of giants in our lives. Giants of sickness and giants of lack and loneliness. But you have created us to be giant slayers. For we are no longer bound I said, we are no longer bound, but thank God we are free. Free to love and free to live in the purpose and power in which you have created us. And Lord, we thank you today for allowing us and bringing us to another season to celebrate your birth, to celebrate you, our risen King. And we thank you, Lord, for loving us in spite of ourselves. We thank you for forgiving our sins. And we thank you for always looking out for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So, yeah, we are just a couple of days away from the day that's set aside to celebrate the birth of Jesus. And so for tonight's show, we just like to engage a little bit of scripture and tie it to some of the songs of this season. And so tonight, the first scripture, like to start, we're going to just try to do a little narrative, tie some songs in with the birth of Jesus, since that's what we celebrate. And so first scripture is coming from Matthew 1, 18 through 23. And it reads, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. I'm reading out the New International Version. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man, he did not want to expose her to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly, but after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord has said through the prophet. The virgin would be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. And so for our first musical selection tonight, it'll be O Come Emmanuel, and it'll be sung by Whitney Houston.
Reach your
Amen. O come, O come, Emmanuel. Our second scripture pertaining to the birth and entrance of our Lord and King will come from Matthew 2, verses 1 through 11. And it reads, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the one who was born King of the Jews? We saw a star in the east, and we come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people, chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people. Then Herod called the wise men secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I might too go and worship him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. Amen. So our second song is sung by Darren Hobbs, and it's O Come, Let Us Adore Him.
Oh, give me faith, joy,
Amen. We do love you, Lord. We do love you. Christ, our King. And that's what this season should be about. Christ, our King. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ, our King. And so our final scripture reading for the show, I thank God once again for you tuning in. It's coming from Luke, the second chapter, verses 11 through 14. And it says, today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men and all whom his favor rests. Amen. And so today, I would just like to remind you that come Tuesday morning, Christmas morning, you go down and look up under the tree and you don't find that present that you're looking for. I don't want you to get all bent up out of shape. I don't want you to get all disheartened, because when the Father gave his Son, Jesus, that was the best and the greatest gift of all. So if you have Jesus in your life, let's make this season all about him. Not about the latest shoes, the latest purses, and the latest attire. But let's keep Christ in Christmas. I know a lot of times people don't even want you to say Christmas. They try to camouflage it and say holiday. But we as the people of God, we as the children of God, we have to carry the mantle. Although they have took prayer out of school and trying to remove Christ out of every other place in society, if Christmas is in fact the celebration of Christ's birth, then how dare we allow them to try to take Christ out of Christmas. So I charge you, my brother, I charge you, my sister, let's keep Jesus. Let's keep Jesus the reason for the season. No, not no man in a red suit with a long white beard and a sled and reindeers. No. It's about the one who suffered, bled, and died on the cross. We celebrate him coming to the world to save the sins of man, although he knew no sin. That's the one we ought to celebrate. The one that protects you, the one that loves you, the one that comforts you. Jesus, he's the one that we should be celebrating. And I know we have our traditions and we have our yearly functions, but won't you share the love of Jesus with somebody this year? Make a purposeful intention to share the love of Jesus with someone this year. What greater gift? What greater gift? Because I don't know about you, that's one of the greatest gifts of my life, to know that in spite of me, that God, that Jesus still loves me. despite of the things that I do, despite of the things that I say, Jesus still loves me. And so once you accept him as your Lord and Savior, I'm so glad that that bond, his love, will never stop loving you. You might walk away. You might break away, but his love is like no other. His love is unconditional. His love is powerful. His love will sustain you. His love will comfort you when you're going through your difficult dilemmas and your crazy circumstances. His love. So if you know what his love has meant to you in your life, if you've known Jesus to be a difference maker in your life, won't you share him this season? Brag on him. Talk about his love. Talk about him. Share the marvelous things that he's done for you. So let's keep Jesus in this season, because he is the reason for the season. And so we are to tell it everywhere we go. And so we closing out tonight with Go Tell It on a Mountain, sung by Kirk Franklin and the family. And just to remind the audience that our next show will be January the 10th, 2019. And so God bless you. May his face shine upon you and give you peace. And my brother and my sister, remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. So God bless you tonight. Thank you.
There's no such thing as a perfect writer. This is why I use Grammarly to check my